Welcome to the Akofi Capital podcast, where we break down strategies to help SaaS founders grow, scale, and retain customers. At Akofi Capital, we specialize in building MVPs and AI automation solutions to give startups a competitive edge. Today, we're tackling one of the biggest challenges in SaaS, keeping users beyond the free trial. Freemium models and free trials are excellent for onboarding users. But the real battle starts when it's time to convert those users into paying customers. Many SaaS businesses see a steep drop-off when the trial ends, with only a small fraction upgrading. The question is, how do you keep more of them? How do you turn a 1% conversion rate into 5%, 10%, or even more? That's what we're diving into today. Before optimizing, it's crucial to understand why users aren't converting. In most cases, it comes down to a few key reasons. They didn't fully experience the value of the product during the trial. The pricing felt too expensive or unclear. They encountered friction in upgrading, either technical or psychological, or the free tier already provided everything they needed, so there was no reason to upgrade. Identifying the dominant reason for drop-off is the first step toward fixing it. One of the most effective ways to increase conversions is to ensure users experience the full value of your product before their trial ends. A common mistake is assuming users will naturally explore and discover all the key features on their own. The reality is, most users sign up, try a couple of things, then forget about the product. To solve this, onboarding must be intentional. One method that has worked for many SaaS companies is milestone-based onboarding. Instead of a generic welcome email, guide users towards specific actions that correlate with retention. If you run an automation tool, getting users to set up their first workflow is critical. If it's a design tool, getting them to publish their first project matters more than just logging in. A/B testing different onboarding flows can significantly impact conversion rates. In one experiment, a SaaS company that implemented personalized onboarding emails based on the user's role and use case saw a 22% increase in trial-to-paid conversion. Simple changes, like sending reminders with, "Here's what you've accomplished so far." Updates can nudge users to complete key actions. Many SaaS businesses assume pricing is a fixed element, but in reality, it's one of the most powerful levers for conversion. A poorly designed pricing page can confuse users, create decision paralysis, or make the product seem too expensive. One effective approach is price anchoring. By displaying a high-tier plan first, the mid-tier plan feels like a great deal in comparison. Studies have shown that users presented with three pricing options tend to gravitate toward the middle tier when it's positioned correctly. Another A/B test that yielded strong results was emphasizing the benefits of each plan rather than just listing features. Instead of saying advanced analytics, rewording it as track every user interaction in real time led to a measurable increase in conversions. Pricing psychology plays a huge role, and small changes in wording can make a difference. One of the biggest mistakes in freemium models is giving away too much in the free plan. If users get all the core functionality without upgrading, they have no reason to pay. But if the free plan is too restrictive, they might never experience enough value to convert. A well-designed freemium model offers enough functionality to engage users, but keeps the most valuable features locked behind a paywall. A successful example of this is Zapier. The free plan allows basic automation, but the moment users need multi-step workflows, they have to upgrade. That transition feels natural because users have already experienced the product's value by the time they need more. A SaaS business running an A/B test on feature gating found that limiting exports in the free plan significantly increased conversions without frustrating users. The key takeaway? Identify what power users need most and make that a premium feature. Finally, when users reach the end of their free trial, how you communicate with them makes all the difference. Simply saying, "Your trial is ending," isn't compelling enough. Adding urgency, like "lock in your current pricing before it increases," can push users to act. Including testimonials or case studies showing how paying users achieve results can reinforce the decision. At Akofi Capital, we work with SaaS businesses to fine-tune their retention strategies, leveraging AI automation and data-driven insights to boost conversions. If you're struggling to keep users beyond the free trial, let's talk. That's it for today's episode. If you found this helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. See you next time.